Good morning. It is an open phone Thursday. Mikey J's across the castle. Good morning, Mikey J.
Morning.
And we've got Colin Letty across the castle. Good morning, Mikey J. Or Mikey J. Good morning, Colin.
Morning.
Wait a minute. Just, you know, look. Actually, you guys both have beards, so, you know, like, okay.
I make quite the impression.
I know.
People think I'm two people.
Hey, you know what? We have, what has happened in the past week? Well, we've gone, Iowa has become, we now have a mask mandate in Iowa.
At least a partial one.
And it went into effect, wasn't it? 6 o'clock on that Monday night, wasn't it, Colin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we didn't have one when we did the last open phone day. We talked about masks a little bit. But what has that done? Changed your plans, obviously, Mikey.
Yeah. scrambling to figure out a wedding situation.
The thing is, how long you plan that? How long? Any idea?
Well, we started planning, we got engaged last December. And so we were doing the planning at the beginning of the year.
For about a year.
And then COVID hit, and then we had to stop planning. And then everything opened back up, and we started planning again. And now it's all shut back down, and we can't do anything.
Yeah, we had and my daughter they were engaged back in September of 2019. They're not scheduled to get married till June of June 4th of 2021. So it's like, everything seemed like, the summer it seemed like not a problem. Everything's going to be back. You know, we're going to be back to normal. And it could be. It's just going to be. But it's a It's sitting on the. It's like we like you said back a few months ago. Yeah, I think it's going to be okay. You know, and the fact is, well, okay, it's not okay.
Yeah.
And it kind of. But that's the thing that we've been stuck with. We've all been stuck in this standing in place. Or waiting for the things to change, the vaccines coming out. That's some good news. Remdesivir, when that came out, that was some good news. We've had a really wide variety of the people that have actually gotten COVID or tested positive and actually had COVID. Some have had so mild symptoms that they didn't even know they had it. Some lost their taste and smell and didn't really have much of anything else, most of the people I've talked to, we had Bill Maupin and John Billups in with me last week. Both have had it. They both said, it was like a bad case of the flu, but much worse in terms of exhaustion, just fatigue. The fatigue was just simply absolutely, you didn't want to move. You just didn't want to get out of bed. And the spectrum we have basically is covers the whole gamut, doesn't it? From the severe to the absolute, almost non-existent. It's, I don't know whether, you know. And I just was reading a story about a doctor who was an ER doc that got it. And, healthcare workers really are. That's really... you had a story on Monday, 80 members at Great River Medical Center were 80 of the staff members out ill.
I don't know if this was Monday.
Last week, 80 out? Okay, maybe it was last week. I know we had a story on it, 80
there was
workers.
A large amount of workers who were out because of suspected illness.
We've got, now here's the other thing. What we have today, we had the story, I had Pat Cohen on yesterday talking about sports, high school sports. Well,
with online learning, they can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, online learning eliminates, you can't do practices and you can't do games. So
yes, you can't do games without practices.
Right. Well, I suppose you could.
It's not a good idea.
I mean, it's like me going out and playing golf without taking even a practice swing.
Well, didn't Pat Cohen say something about, like, according to the union... Some sort of union thing, they have to have a certain amount of practices before they're allowed to play.
According to the Girls Union and the Athletic Association.
Yeah. And the thing is, and I asked him, I said, yesterday, I said, so, you look in your crystal ball, if you have one, tell me how the way things are coming out or the way you see your best case and worst case scenario, basically. Best case is emergency workers get the vaccine sometime in December, like the health first frontline healthcare. We start seeing the general or the next the essential workers get it maybe in January, certainly in February, but it takes a month before it takes effect because you got to have two shots. So and he said the general public starting probably in April. We'll see. I mean, like, that's you and me, buddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he said, and that would take April and May. And he said the summer, summer's going to be kind of a toss-up. We'll see we should see some events coming back, that some regular events that are normally going to be happening coming back in the summertime. And I don't know, but we don't know exactly when. That's
where do you see teachers and school staff falling in that priority list for vaccination?
That's a very good question. I would think they would be somewhere in the essential workers. They'd probably be next in line. They'd probably be, I think
they'd be pretty high up.
The essential would be, law enforcement, obviously, firemen, law enforcement, anybody who's
EMTs.
In EMTs. I'm trying to think who else.
I feel like if the state pays your paycheck, you're probably going to get a vaccine before everyone else.
Teachers would probably be right after that.
But, I mean, even people that do, what about people that run the snowplows? All right, this is going to be the middle of winter. Mm. All right, the people that get your licenses processed, all those people.
The ones who do, and that's
anyone who gets paid with
state
a government,
and
yeah, government check is going to get it before anyone who doesn't.
And has to, and is needed to.
Government employees.
Keeping the snow off the roads is important, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Getting the schools back open, that's important.
Yeah.
All right, but I think the question is, we still don't know. What we don't know is still frustrating, isn't it? That's probably the best word. There we go. So let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who do we have with us?
Yeah, this is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
When do you think the congressmen and the senators will be in that list of people to get their shots first?
Probably ahead of the healthcare workers.
imagine, but see, they never said anything about it. They've never said, well, these people will be first in line. Well, you know. But they never say anything about the governmental leaders.
The senators and the congressmen are first in line for everything.
Yeah. Well, I've got another question to ask you. This is kind of pertaining to elections. Do you think in our lifetime or anybody's lifetime that we will ever see another private citizen be allowed to run for president other than a trained politician?
I think anyone can.
Anyone can, but using President Trump as an example, he's not one of the chosen trained people from either the Democrat or the Republican Party. So look at the problems he has caused this country now.
Well, I think the question would come, and other people would say, those that would defend him would say, that because he doesn't have alliances with the Democratic Party or alliances built in with the Republican Party or all of the other things, he's able to be the free-swinging tweet master guy that he always has been and say whatever the heck he wants. And let's face it, he's got do you know anybody that's got a bigger ego than President Trump?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't even know if Arnold Schwarzenegger has got that big of an ego.
Okay. No. Well, my question is that, because, you go back and look at history, you had, like, Herbert Hoover, who was a private citizen.
Yeah.
He was in mining and engineering. Dwight D. Eisenhower. In some respects, maybe Jimmy Carter. But in most cases, the people who are running for president have come up. They worked their way up from the House of Representatives to the Senate. Or whatever the case would be, and they're all
actually ruined. most of the most recent political have been governors. Seem to be the ones that are most likely to be elected president because they run a state
better than anybody else does. But
and
it's just a question to throw out there. But it seems like the hatred that both parties have for this gentleman is just unbelievable because they can't control him.
I think that's something, you're right. I think, we talked about it on Monday, Jack. I asked the question, I said, had the pandemic not happened, would there have been any doubt, probably, of Donald Trump being reelected?
He probably would have been elected by a landslide.
I was thinking, because if the economy is going good, hey, it's, what is it, the line, it's the economy, stupid?
Mm-hmm.
You know? James Corville, Carville, rather, that said that. It was, yeah, he said, it's the economy, stupid. That's what got...
But it's easy to be in charge when nothing's going wrong.
But when
yeah,
it's, when all...
true.
But, and a lot of things just... And all of... You know, you can do a lot of things. Hey, the art of the deal works great, maybe for dealing with China, maybe for dealing with business, maybe for dealing with all of the other
yeah.
things. Doesn't work real well with the pandemic. Doesn't listen to it.
No. Well,
you can't control a pandemic with economics.
Has anybody figured out, number one, how this thing is basically reproducing itself or able to spread so quickly from point A to point B? And is it only like from 0 to 10 feet above the ground that you're exposed to this stuff? But, you know, I'm not a skeptic, but I'm just saying I can't figure out how this thing can just, like a big, gigantic bloom all of a sudden hit the whole United States at one time.
What we have is it is transmitted through, and basically when we move indoors, it's
yep.
more likely to be transmitted because the virus doesn't have any way to dissipate. It's transmitted somebody's cough, somebody's breathing, you know, anything that is within...
It's airborne.
Airborne. It's an airborne thing, and it is also very contagious. Well, that's the other thing we learned.
Yeah, the problem with containing this is because of the asymptomatic spread of it. It's sure. any other virus or outbreak that we've dealt with, you know when someone's infected immediately, they start showing symptoms. With this, yeah. you're still contagious without showing symptoms, so it makes it very hard to screen who is or doesn't have it, and that's why we keep seeing these resurgences, because it seems like everyone's fine, but there's a bunch yeah. of people that have it and aren't seeing anything, aren't going to get tested, or do not care that they have it and are spreading it around and starting the whole process over again.
And frankly, you want to know the biggest culprits? The biggest culprits we've had: family gatherings, large family gatherings, bars more
bars
than anything, and restaurants to some degree, but bars, restaurants, etc. But I think any place where you've got people that are gathering,
any public social setting
in close yep. proximity, and let's face it,
yeah, like churches,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the other thing is
nursing
homes,
yeah.
Are there male viruses and are there female viruses that reproduce viruses? Or, you know, I'm not a science, but you know, I'm just kind of wondering how this thing is able to keep growing and growing and growing
because
and growing.
It is so contagious. That's why, and
yeah.
you don't know
it's difficult to detect
and the asymptomatic people that have it transmit it as fast as anybody who does have symptoms. It's not like, okay, I'm sick and they don't. If you don't know you have it, now that's probably another. I would say probably a very good reason for people to do the mask mandate is
yeah,
that because
yeah.
if you don't know you have it, you might as well at least try to prevent some.
It's not going
to
prevent all of it, but it can't hurt.
Yeah. And
my last comment would be, like, you're guilty until proven guilty with this virus. That's
yeah.
the problem.
Yeah, it really is sort of the number one thing about this thing is, A, that, as we just said, asymptomatic people are just as contagious, and it is very contagious. And the other
yep.
thing is, it's the most damn frustrating thing I can ever imagine, probably anybody. We've all had our lives turned upside down. We've had everything.
Oh,
all,
yeah.
all the things we'd planned have changed. Mikey's had a huge event. I had a trip to Europe planned and a family reunion that got wiped out. And a bike ride I've done for 40 years wiped out.
Yeah.
But so did everybody else. I mean, everybody else got it wiped out. The yeah. question is, are we going to see it back? Are you know how these events that take? That's what one thing Pat told me yesterday. Jack is Pat Cohen. Is that anything that takes a lot of pre-preparation to oh. be done when they if the situation isn't any better and the preparation if you can't do the preparation, it's sort of like you can't do the practices for the basketball games or the basket or the football
well,
games.
That's all out.
If you don't have a lead time, preparation lead time, and that's one of the things I was telling him about Ragbri. Ragbri takes a great deal of preparation ahead of time,
yeah.
and that's one of the things that if we don't know for sure that it's going to be, you know, okay, people are going to be reluctant. They're not going to let people in. Would you let people stay in your home if you thought COVID was still possible? Probably not.
Depends on how much you're paying
probably
me.
Not.
Okay.
Well, hey, I'll let you go, but thanks, one last Jack. Thing is, yeah. How is Santa Claus going to be able to get around this year? Is he going to be virus protected?
I think live streaming with Santa has become a thing. You can go to SantaHQ.com and have a live stream Zoom meeting with Santa.
Well, yes. Okay.
Yeah, but he can't sit on his lap, so that wouldn't be fair.
Hey.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you go. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jack. Yeah, well, I don't know how Santa would. You know, the thing is, holiday gatherings, in general. I mean, things that we take for just basically for granted. Christmas parties, holiday gatherings, multifamily Thanksgiving gatherings. Just simply going door to door and shopping out in the stores. Now Black Friday is going to obviously be different. Amazon's going to be, and the online retailers are going to do a lot. The best advice for any of the brick and mortar stores is, if they haven't, and I think most have, is get a really good online presence and be able to compete, because people
it's
don't want to go to the store.
It's easier than you think to build a website.
It is, and people don't want to go into stores.
There's a really interesting study I read that was out this week that says that when people doing their holiday shopping, of all the age groups, teenagers want to do in-person shopping. Every other age group says that they're going to do most of their holiday shopping online, but for some reason, teenagers, I think it was 13 to 17 or 13 to 18, two-thirds of them said they're going to be doing most of their holiday shopping at a mall or in a brick-and-mortar store, which blows my mind. For some reason, I don't understand.
I think it's because of the nature. It's a nature of
being cooped up.
It's
maybe?
Nature of being social. Yes. We can't be people want to be social. They, you know, hey, you can't shake hands with anybody anymore. You got to stay socially distanced. It's getting frustrating. You know, even in your old house, it's like, okay. It's like my wife said, well, you know, I got to be real careful because, you know, I've got all those kids in there, and kids apparently are least likely to be transmitting the virus, but I don't really know for sure. But adults, and I had Pat talking about that too. Adults coming down with this thing, that's what causes the fact is, you can't find a sub. You can't find a sub.
Nope.
You can double the pay. You can do whatever you want. You're not going to find a sub because subs are typically retired teachers or people that are older. Do you think they want to go into a school
and get
of course not.
No, the reward is not worth that.
Like
risk.
I said before, if you pay someone enough money, they'll do anything.
Okay.
So maybe you just need to up what you're offering. How desperate are you to get this sub?
Yeah, everybody may have a price, but some things just aren't worth it.
All right, not to me.
We're going
to
talk more about COVID, more about the election, more about playing to the base, and I think that was what we were talking about before, and I think that's exactly what is going on in the Republican or not. I'm not even sure Republican. In fact, I'm not even sure. Do you call Trump a Republican or do you call him just a Trump?
Well, I mean, he's been flying the Republican flag for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
For his early career, he was a staunch Democrat. So, I mean, you can call him whatever you want. I mean, if he says he's Republican, I think we have to take it at face value.
All right.
He hasn't gone against Republican values too much with any of the things
he's
done.
All right, we're going to take a break for news. We'll be back.
The snaps, the hits, the catches, QBs and TDs, first downs and penalties, end zones and overtimes. College football lives here on the Hawkeye Sports Network.
Iowa travels to Penn State Saturday with pregame at 12:30 and kickoff at 2:30. Brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, Bob Dodd's Insurance in Danville, Pizza Ranch, and the Pilot Grove Savings Bank on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
COVID-19 has changed our world at the Burlington Area YMCA. But as a community benefit organization, we continue to serve, providing emergency child care, preventing senior isolation, engaging families in healthy activities, providing free weekend meals to youth in the community, and much more. It's what we do. Tuesday, December 1st, is a day to support nonprofits with a day of giving. I have never been more proud of our staff and to be a part of the YMCA. Please consider a donation today and help us through COVID-19.
It's time for an upgrade. Beneath your feet, with beautiful, durable new carpet from the Home Depot. And right now, free installation. Choose from a wide selection of styles. Order samples. Schedule a measure and installation all online. It's never been easier to have carpet you love right where you live. For new carpet and free installation, only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free installation on carpet $4.99 or more and 99 cents or more per square foot. U.S. only.
Ever wonder where the capital A in Chick-fil-A came from? It started with grade A, top quality chicken. But we believed everything, not just the food, should be grade A.
My name is Chris, and I work at West Paces Ferry Chick-fil-A. The A in Chick-fil-A is for A game. My least favorite word is just. If ever you hear the word just, whatever comes behind it is not going to be somebody's A game, and you never hear that at Chick-fil-A.
The A in Chick-fil-A is for all the little things we do to bring you our best every day.
Real team member paid for their testimonial.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty. With Burlington students moving to 100% online learning, high school sports are being put on hold. Burlington Superintendent Pat Cohen says that with students transitioning to 100% online learning, sports, including both games and practices, will have to be put on hold.
The rules of being 100% online is that you cannot have sports while you're 100% online. The High School Athletic Association and the Girls Union require so many practices before an event. So this being online cancels their practices, which then means you can't have your number of practices before your event.
A 19-year-old Davenport man is charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of a man last month. Sherelle Jermaine Tolbert is charged in the October 25th death of 19-year-old Levante Baker in Davenport. Police found Baker dead in a car after he had been shot several times. Tolbert was served with a first-degree murder warrant on Monday at the Scott County Jail, where he was being held for allegedly violating his probation on an earlier conviction. He had been sentenced in March to 3 years of supervised probation for numerous felony convictions. The number of new coronavirus infections reported in Illinois Wednesday fell below 10,000 for the first time in 13 days, but an Associated Press analysis of the data shows the exponential spread of the virus during the past 12 weeks. The review of Illinois Department of Public Health data shows the virus infected 300,000 people within the first 212 days. To double that number to the current 606,771 took just 46 days. Hospitalizations are higher than during last spring's crisis. Governor J.B. Pritzker again pleaded for compliance with face mask and social distancing requirements to keep hospitals from being overrun. Some Republican governors are changing course on their coronavirus pandemic response as coronavirus cases skyrocket nationwide in the days after the election. Chief executives in Iowa, Utah, and North Dakota are among those who have issued mask mandates and other restrictions in recent days. GOP governors in Ohio and West Virginia have also recently strengthened existing mask mandates, while Mississippi's governor expanded the state's partial mandate to cover more counties. From the KBOR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Coronavirus deaths have passed 250,000 in the United States, and Joe Biden says his not being recognized by the federal government as president-elect could hurt his administration's response to the pandemic.
He says there's nothing in the law preventing Emily Murphy with the General Services Administration from moving forward with the process.
It doesn't require there to be an absolute winner, it says the apparent winner.
The president-elect said his team has not been able to access all the data and information from the government and has warned the lag could delay vaccine distribution by weeks or months.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Weekly unemployment claims are up.
The number of new claims rose 31,000 to 742,000. Continuing claims, the number of people still receiving benefits, declined to 6.3 million. A drop in that number reflects people going back to work, but also those whose benefits ran out.
Fox's Ginny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mostly sunny, breezy, very warm today. We'll see a high this afternoon up near 70 degrees, but southwest winds 15 to 25, will gust to 40. Partly cloudy tonight, a low down to 46. Diminishing winds, mostly sunny Friday, cooler 57. Mostly cloudy Friday night, a low down to 40. Cloudy Saturday, 45. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain, a high to 47 right now. Skies continue to be generally sunny, breezy. It's 58.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are slightly in the red this morning as investors are starting to worry about the pandemic.
250,000 Americans have died, the number hospitalized at its highest since this thing started. Jobless claims are going in the wrong direction as companies continue to cut. Another 750,000 people out of work last week. A COVID vaccine being tested by Oxford and British drug maker AstraZeneca is showing some robust immune results in older adults. More testing is ongoing. Macy's out with quarterly results this morning that weren't great. Shares are lower as same-store sales dropped more than 20%. Wisconsin is now under a state of emergency with a mask mandate till January. United Airlines says bookings are dropping as coronavirus cases soar. The NFL putting teams under stricter COVID rules and intensive protocols starting Saturday to keep the season going. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
This is a special message for all American men over the age of 40.
I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to.
I know plenty of guys my age that have just let it all go.
Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. So I got back into the game with Nugenix.
If you want to get back in the game and get your edge back, you need Nugenix. You can get a complimentary bottle. All you have to do is send them a text.
Text BODY to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T.
With Nugenix, I've increased my lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And guys, take it from me, she'll like it too.
Text BODY to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. But Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text BODY to 42424 right now. Text BODY to 42424.
Maybe it's the spacious feel of the vaulted ceiling or the image of friends having room to mingle in the open floor plan. Maybe it's the thought of holiday cooking with the family in the large kitchen with granite countertops and a walk-in pantry. Everyone sees something different when they walk into a brand new Westfield condo. One thing everyone I take inside sees is themselves enjoying maintenance-free living in a beautiful Westfield condo built by Midwest Realty Group. Check us out on Facebook or online at MidwestRealtyGroupInc.com. Dream it, build it, live it.
Have something to sell? Looking for something? Have something to give away? You can now do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the KBUR online trading post. Just go to KBUR.com and click on trading post, or go to our KBUR Facebook page direct and join the trading post group and start dealing. You can post as many pictures of your items as you wish. It is still the marketplace of the air, but now all the time. The KBUR online trading post from News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Start your day with KBUR.
The morning news. Weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Dedicated to Mikey J today. Sorry, Mikey. It's okay. You're still gonna get married, right?
Yeah, sure am.
You sure are. You
can't stop me.
No. Yeah. And I'm gonna guess a wedding dress is still gonna be. They're still gonna have a same wedding dress, right?
Yeah. Well, I think the tentative plan right now is we're gonna elope, so we can keep the same day that we wanted to get married on. And then we've just moved.
Which happens to be my anniversary.
Yeah, which is, yeah, we planned it like that. We looked up when Steve Hexum's anniversary was. We wanted to get married on that day.
If he's been married for 39 years, so if he's been married for 39 years, why golly, it must be something. Yeah. Must be something about that day.
Well, now I got you to remind me that when my anniversary is coming up. So.
Well, that's true. You'll never forget, aren't you?
12-12.
All right, let's see who's on the phone right now. Good morning. Who do we have with us?
This is Dean. Okay, now, you all have computers, you all have internet. I don't have none of that stuff.
Okay.
Period. But basically, you can look this up. In 1896, there was a city telling people forced mandate to wear masks. The people protested. They went to City Hall, and it basically was so many, they retracted it and took it away. You know what city it was?
What?
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Actually, it wasn't 1896.
Well,
It was 1918 during the last pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Spanish flu pandemic. That was in San Francisco, yeah.
Like I said, I'm never going to
No, that's fine. That's fine.
All of these restrictions, you can't sing, you can't shout, you could have none of your people over family for Thanksgiving. That basically, I think these governors better read the Constitution, because it says Constitution that they're not allowed to close down synagogues, mosques, or churches, or tell us we can't sing praise the Lord Jesus Christ. They want to cancel Christmas. Grinches. They're basically these people, at the same time, when they had a rally for Trump, after it was all over with, the Black Lives Matter and the other one bullied and hit an elderly woman, and they also bullied kids. But it's okay. It's all right to do that.
I don't think anyone is saying it's okay.
No, it's not okay. And by the way, there was violence. Hey, Mikey, you saw it. There was violence on both sides.
Yes. Every single one of these protests where both sides show up. Idiots on both sides attack people.
You got the Proud Boys and the BL and the Black Lives Matter people, and those
to say it's the fault of one group.
No,
a door opens both ways.
I didn't see anybody condemning it.
No, okay. But nobody. Well, of course, everybody condemned it for the fact that the fact is, but it was on both sides. That's the problem.
Okay. Well, here's a little.
They had a peaceful demonstration. So I guess if anybody's for Trump. Or basically, you try to go down any city where it has, say, America's Great, and you're for Trump. See what happens.
Okay, here's...
Or you see what
Hold on. Let's Mikey... Can you let... Hey, Dean, let Mikey J talk, okay?
Okay, so I looked up a little bit of this about the protests that you're talking about, Dean. There was a bunch of people of San Francisco, between 4,000 and 5,000 people got together because they were tired of wearing masks because... The masks weren't helping, okay? But here's the thing that I think you might want to know, and I think everyone else might want to know. The reason that the masks weren't helping was because they only wore them outside, and the law said that you didn't have to wear a mask inside. So they were all taking their masks off when they came inside.
You mean the time when they should have been putting them on, they were taking them
off. And so all of these people were protesting something they didn't understand. And they were wrong because them not wearing the mask just made the problem worse all the way through the end of 1919.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I want to wish you. I think you're the one that's going to get married. Best of luck.
Yes, thank you, Dean. I appreciate that.
Keep on encouraging you. Basically, but one more point.
Okay.
About schools. 99.1%. Kids are healthy. They do not give it to adults. They do not give it to seniors. Then why are we acting like they have the bubonic plague or they have leprosy, and we're acting like the way that Europe, you can look this up too. Europe, they're having it worse, but they're having schools.
Well, I tell you,
is getting more and more ridiculous. I wear my mask when I go to store, when I go by shopping, or when I work. But you got these. Let me put it this way: the Democrats keep up the way they're telling people how to run their lives, by 2022, we're going to see another red wave, and American people, which I could be wrong, went up with all this stupid thing I just mentioned.
Well, I mean, I think you could definitely be right, Dean. I think if the Democrats, administration doesn't handle this well, I think they're going to see a big backlash.
That's
the
exactly
same way
right.
that Trump saw a backlash.
I'm talking about all the congressmen and these governors.
I agree with you,
and
Dean.
Typically, the person who wins the White House doesn't necessarily, there usually is there usually is a swing back on the mid-year elections. So you may be very right.
The problem with the Democrats is they think, well, we can control this. Well, let me give you a flash. Nobody can control this virus.
That is right. Hey, Dean, I got to let you go.
Nobody, like I said, I'm tired of my blue in my face. Nobody's blamed the Communist Party of China for spreading this virus.
All right. Dean, we got to go.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Okay. I think some people are blaming China, and I don't. And some people. And to be honest, the Communist Party of China, let's face it. Do we really know what is really going on in China?
No, we don't. And we can assume they probably didn't make a decision that was best for the rest of the world.
Do you think they may be lying about how many cases they have?
Yeah, but I don't. I don't believe that they released this on purpose.
I don't believe that either.
But they are. But I think we all agree they're guilty of trying to cover it up.
It was made much worse by them trying to cover it up.
But when they did, when it did get come out, they never told anybody. They kept it quiet. They shut down six blocks.
Everything's fine here.
Six blocks around that laboratory and didn't say a word until all of a sudden. It was too late. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back.
We're as committed to your team as you are. Week after week, game after game, no one has more access to the players and coaches you love than we do. It's all right here on the Cyclone Sports Network.
The Cyclones host Kansas State this Saturday. Pre-game at 1, kickoff at 3. Brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, and by Ritter's Garden Center and Landscaping. Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
This time of year, nighttime comes fast. Most people aren't finished with their daily routines before the sun stops shining. Can your customers find you in the dark? This is Tyler Sherwood from the Sherwood Company. A properly lighted sign can make all the difference this time of year. It seems we live more of our life in the dark than we do the daylight. Ask yourself, does your business light the way for customers to find you? Does your business look open when customers drive by? Does the quality of your signage and business's exterior convey the quality of product or service available inside? Now more than ever, businesses can't risk losing a sale. Call the Sherwood Company to help. First impressions can be the difference in success or failure of your business. Make your first impression bright. Find more online at SherwoodCompany.net. First impression
lasts. Time to call Sherwood Company. Update your home during Menards' last 11% rebate sale of 2020. Get 11% off all Mastercraft door systems. Choose from our in-stock selection, including pre-finished doors. Or design your door for free in-store or on Menards.com with our door designer. Stop into Menards for the last 11% rebate sale of 2020. Savings are good until November 25th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
This is Clark Howard.
We are seeing so many coronavirus scam text messages floating around touting miracle cures. Be very wary of anything that comes in breathlessly excited about an investment opportunity because of coronavirus, a miracle cure for coronavirus, or anybody who says that they're helping out with coronavirus relief.
Clark Howard, weeknights from 5 till 8 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Welcome back on the talk show today. It is a Thursday. It's an open phone day. Mikey J is across the console. We've got Colin Letty across the console. And we've got yours truly, Steve Hexum. We're talking about, you know, on a lot of things, masks, not masks. We've had a lot of restrictions. We've had, as I said to Pat said, you take one step forward, two steps backwards. And that seems to be where we are right now. It looked like everything was happening. Everything was loosening up. I remember my daughter from California, my daughter from Chicago, came in back in June. We went out to dinner for my grandson's 14th birthday, and all of a sudden it was like, hey, you know, hey, this feels like normal. It really does. And I went to a water park when I had a few days of vacation. Yeah, it's like okay, Maybe it is really behind us. And
nope.
I guess not. All right.
Just no.
I still remember when she was if she had been back in the 1st of March, she came to visit. She had to get her hair done. Anyway, so we said, you know, we're wondering, you think we'll still be able to do our European vacation and on our cruise around Norway? She said, when she came in on Friday, she said, yeah, I think so. And I can wait. Saturday morning, did the Ritter show, came back. She said, Dad, I don't think so. That quick. So we pulled the plug on that. And I still remember calling up Holland America, and I said, look, we've paid for the entire cruise. You said we'd get 100% refund if we did it before the 31st of March. So we just want to know, we're going to cancel. We'd like our refund back. How soon can we get that back? Oh, you'll have that back in 10 days. And 10 days went by, and then another week went by. And I said, hey, we still haven't got that refund yet. So I had my wife call up the same people, and they said, you'll have your refund within 60 days. 60 days went by. Okay, got it on the 97th day. But I got it.
Yeah, at least you got it.
Anyway, we've all had our lives turned upside down. We've all had everything changed. We've had online learning. Had your mother ever done, or your sister ever had to do online learning or online teaching before?
Not before this.
Yeah.
I have several family members who are educators.
Consider what we do for a living, that we're relatively blessed.
We got super lucky.
Because we've been able to do what we normally do, and we've had a long period of stress. Hardest thing for me has been a lot of events that didn't happen. Because when your job is talking about all of the events that are going on in your community and there's no events that are going on.
The calendar's been pretty bare this year.
Yeah, it's been there.
Pretty dry.
And it's probably going to be pretty bare for a while. But, Christmas is coming. Thanksgiving is coming. I don't know how big of a difference it's going to make. I don't know. Do you have big Thanksgiving plans?
No, I don't. I pretty much don't have any. A lot of my... usually we all go over to my grandma's house, but she had COVID earlier this year.
And, so you're not going to go over there?
Everyone on that side of the family is being kind of staying home. And then on my dad's side, no one really wants to get together. It's one of those things. I think everyone wants to get together, but
they're reluctant.
Everyone is very reluctant to
Colin,
do
you
the
got,
whole thing.
Do you have any idea what you're going to do?
I do not have an ever-loving clue.
Okay. See, I think I have. I know we're going to have a few people over. Probably my wife's, my father-in-law. He's 96, so he would definitely not be good for him to get COVID.
Yeah.
And my wife's sister, and probably my daughter and my grandsons.
The good news is I get to try to smoke a turkey this year.
I've
never
good.
Done it before, and I
you
feel like
will not
if
regret
I don't
it.
If I don't have anyone
Do
to
it.
Be disappointed.
My
you
best,
know I can't.
No.
My best advice is make,
be worth it, right?
Make sure it's frozen and then drop it into the pot. Make sure it's indoors when you do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll sure do that. Yeah.
I'm just saying, smoking a turkey, you will not regret it. Right, it is amazing.
I've been looking into it. I'm pretty excited.
All right. Anyway,
for the past couple of years, we've actually done a few smoked meats for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Smoked ham and smoked turkey.
Yeah, we've never had that, but I've heard good things about it. But
my family's big on barbecue cooking.
Let's face it, a lot of people are they're really reluctant to do much of anything, and I think Christmas is going to be kind of scary too, because we're just sort of I don't see as I was talking to Pat yesterday. What do you see in terms of? I mean, you're going to be online probably at least until Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. When do you think you might be off on? Ask a question that you don't have, there's no answer to.
Yeah.
There is no answer on that one, but anyway, it is, we're talking about. The other thing that we don't have an answer for is that when will this election be, definitively finished, I know. When the court rules on Pennsylvania,
And the court rules on Georgia.
And the court rules on Georgia. those three, and Wisconsin. I guess Wisconsin, they're doing a recount in Wisconsin. Okay, so those are the four states. Do we think that they're going to change? I don't. Most people don't.
We don't know.
But there's always a chance.
Yeah, there's always a chance.
I mean, a chance.
Trump's got a long shot, a very long shot, but I said never say never.
I said it's like a roulette wheel. He's put all his chips down on one number and hoping that it comes up.
Remember, James Buster Douglas was a 40-1 long shot, and he's the first guy to knock out Mike Tyson.
That's right.
There you go. And I'm trying to think who was there was another long shot that beat Muhammad Ali. I can't think of his name right now.
What's his name?
Yeah, you know who I'm thinking of, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, probably about the only fight I think the guy ever won.
But only fight he had to win.
Only fight he had to win.
He's forever the guy who knocked out Muhammad Ali.
That's right. These are things. The bottom line is sayonara for the day is that. What we don't know is a whole lot more than what we do know. And this thing is, we're under much more restrictions. Some of these restrictions, and there could be more restrictions coming, depending upon what happens. But I guess it all depends on what our situation is in terms of the positivity rating. And I don't know if that's an important number or not, but it certainly is one that everybody seems to be watching. And we're pretty doggone high. Getting those numbers down would be a very good thing for us to make this thing go bye-bye. And it's going to take a while. That's the thing. Patience is the hardest thing when you're waiting for something you want. It's like when you were a kid and you're waiting for Christmas, you know? And it seems like...
And especially now because...
Oh, it's so long.
Especially nowadays, we're used to such instant gratification with everything.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you're waiting for Christmas, or if Christmas is when this thing is all over, you better be prepared to wait. Anyway, have a great day. Thanks for listening today. Have a great Thursday. And enjoy the day. Enjoy the sunshine. It's going to be a windy one, but it's warm. And you can't a 70-degree day in November can't get much better, can you?
That's right. I'll take it.
All right.